This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, March the 8th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
Archer DX is expanding its product portfolio with newborn screening tests. This is to identify carriers of genetic variants linked to different disorders, including cystic fibrosis, SMA, and Fragile X syndrome. The company has acquired the genetics-based personalized medicine laboratory called Baby Genes. It will now operate under the name Archer DX Clinical Services. Jason Myers, PhD, is co-founder and CEO of Archer DX. He said the following, quote, "We have a long, positive working relationship with Baby Genes. From day one, we saw natural alignment between the two organizations. This was regarding our shared commitment to accelerating the adoption and application of personalized health." End quote. Baby Genes assets will be incorporated into Archer DX's corporative structure. This will include Baby Genes CLIA-certified, CAP-accredited genetics laboratory located in Golden, Colorado, and also a newborn screening panel that investigates more than 100 genes involved in 72 clinically relevant inherited disorders. The company will continue to market the existing newborn and carrier screening services under the Baby Genes brand name. The laboratory also provides customized confirmatory and reflex testing services to physicians. This will help Archer DX extend its potential to cover the genetic testing market while understanding and anticipating customers' needs. Archer's mission is to democratize personalized medicine. Decentralization of testing is fundamentally important to the success of personalized medicine because of the efficiencies and accuracies that are gained when testing is done locally. SMA is a genetic disorder caused by defects in the coding sequence of the SMN1 gene. This disease is inherited in an autosomal recessive manner, meaning that a child with the disease must have acquired two defective copies of the gene, one from the father and one from the mother, while people with only one mutated SMN1 copy do not develop the disease. They are carriers and can still transmit the defective gene version to their children. Therefore, identifying carriers is important for those planning to grow their families. The addition of SMA to the recommended uniform screening panel for newborns in the US has increased the use of newborn screening, but there are no standardized methods. Baby Genes is looking forward to working with the broader Archer DX team to expand the scope and availability of their proactive genetic health tests. Richard Shogren is co-founder and CEO of Baby Genes and will become the vice president of operations at Archer DX. He said that they see tremendous growth opportunities ahead. Partnering with innovative scientists, healthcare professionals, and proactive individuals will make a difference in extending and improving quality of life. To conclude, Archer DX Clinical Services will gain access to Archer DX's research and development installations. These are headquartered in Boulder, Colorado. Meanwhile, all commercial services for both companies will be consolidated in the Golden Laboratory.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From the SMA News Today forums, the following is a topic that was posted in the Parents and Caregivers Forum on February 25th, 2019. To all of the parents out there, I just want to encourage you to do things for yourselves when you can. Parents, and especially parents of people with disabilities, do so much for their families that they neglect their own needs. It often feels impossible for parents whose kids have SMA to find a night to themselves or to go out with friends. As someone who has two loving, self-sacrificing, and hardworking parents, I know how important it is for them to have time to themselves and to spend time with their friends. Granted, it's easier for them to do that now that I'm an adult and am more independent. Still, my dad instinctively checks on me every time he leaves the house, even when I tell him I'm fine. My mom's more chill and she and I understand each other's routines, and we each go out with friends every week. I still live at home, but I have caregivers come throughout the week, and I pay for those services and rent. Again, I get that this feels impossible when your kids are younger, and they consume all of your time. I'm sure parents of able-bodied kids feel this way as well. SMA adds a whole other layer of obstacles. Still, let me just encourage you to try this. Maybe this could mean a night out with a friend, or even just a quiet morning walk by yourself. What's something you can do for yourself this week? For more discussions like this, be sure to register for the SMA News Today forums. Also check out our multimedia content, such as the SMA News Today YouTube channel and the SMA News Today podcast. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.